Chapter 4. The new moon was up. It hung like a fresh minted coin in a still, cloudless sky of midnight blue. Moths fluttered vainly upward, only to drift spiralling down to the grass-carpeted woodland floor. The trees stood like timeless sentinels. Somewhere, a nightjar serenaded the soft darkness. Three Claws was alert at his sentry post. He spied the figure of Vitch approaching and gave a low whistle. The undersized rat looked up.
"Where's Slagor and the others?"
he asked. Three Claws pointed with his dagger.
"Inside the church. What have you been doing to yourself?"
"Can you snout out my business, fatty?"
said Vitch, dodging nimbly past Three Claws into the church. Weasels and a few ferrets and stoats lay about, sleeping on the floor. Slagor sat with his back against the painted cart. He scowled at Vitch.
"You took your time getting here. What in the name of the Fang kept you?"
Vitch flung himself weirdly on a tattered hassock.
"Washing dirty pots and greasy pans, scrubbing floors, and generally get myself knocked about."
Slagor crouched forward.
"Never mind all that. I put you in there to do a job. When is the feast to begin?"
"Oh, there. One more moonrise, then the early evening following."
"Right. Did you fix the bolts on the small north wall gate?"
asked Slagor.
"Of course. That was the first thing I attended to. They're well greased and fit for a quick getaway. You can keep that red wall place, Slagor. I'm not going back there again."
"Oh? Why is that, Vitch?"
The fox's voice was dangerously gentle.
"It was odd enough trying to pass myself off as a mouse. That young one, what's his name, Matty something, he smelt a rat right away. I had a fight with the little nuisance. He's strong as an otter. Then I was pulled up by a big badger. She gave me a right old telling off. Peaceful creatures, my front teeth. I was lugged off and made to scrub dirty pots for some fat old cook. He had me up to me tail in greasy dishwater, standing over me and making me scare and...
Shut your trap and stop snivelling, rat. This little mouse, was he called Matty Mayo, son of Matthias, the warrior?"
"Oh, that's him. But how do you know?"
Slagor touched the red silk skull cover, baring his fangs viciously.
"Never mind how I know. He's the one we'll be taking away with us. Him and any others we can lay our paws on."
Vitch brightened up.
"Maybe I'll get a few minutes alone with Matty Mayo after we make our getaway, when he's chained up, good and proper."
Slagor watched the small rat's face approvingly.
"Ha! You'd like that, wouldn't you?"
"Like it? I'd love it."
Vitch's eyes shone malevolently. The fox leaned closer.
"Vengeance, that's the word. I tell you, rat, there's nothing in the world like the moment when you have your enemy helpless and you can take revenge."
Vitch was puzzled.
"I can't imagine a little mouse like that being able to hurt you, sly one. What did he do that you seek revenge upon him?"
Slagor had a faraway look in his eyes, and beneath the mask, his breath hissed roughly.
"It was his father, the warrior. That big badger, too. In fact, it was all the creatures at Redwall who hurt me. The little one was not even born then, but I know how they all dote on him. He is the son of their warrior, the hope of the future. I can kill a lot of birds with one stone by taking Matty Mayo. You couldn't imagine the agonies they'd go through if he went missing. You see, I know the woodlanders of that abbey. They love their young, and they'd rather be made captive themselves than have anything happen to their precious little ones. This is what will make my revenge all the sweeter."
Suddenly, Vitch stretched a paw towards Slagar's masked face.
"Did they do that to you? Is that why you have to wear a mask over your head? Why don't you take it away?
Slegar seized Vich's paw and bent it savagely backward.
Don't you ever dare put your grubby paw near my face again, or I'll snap it clean off and make you eat it rot. Now, get back to that abbey and keep your eyes open. Make sure you know exactly where that young mouse is at all times, so that I can put my paw on him when the moment arrives.
He released Vich, and the small rat huddled on the ground, sobbing. Slegar spat on him contemptuously.
Get up, misery guts! If you're still lying there in a moment, you'll feel my sword. That really will give you something to moan about.
Vich picked himself up slowly and painfully. Next moment, he was sent hurtling by a kick on the behind from Slegar.
Go on! Get yourself out of my sight, you snivelling snot-face!
Vich departed hastily, leaving Slegar to take his ease once more. The cruel one lay back, all thoughts of sleep banished by one word, which echoed around his twisted mind like an eerie melody. Revenge!